This is Ian Pickus for WAMC News, and joining us now is the former governor of Massachusetts and the 1988 Democratic presidential nominee, Michael Dukakis, who made an announcement today that he is endorsing U.S. Senator Ed Markey in his primary campaign. Governor, why did you want to weigh in on this race?
Well, look, I know Joe Kennedy. He's my congressman. I like him. But I've worked with Ed Markey for a long time on some very tough stuff. He had played a huge role in reforming the state court system. And if you were around back then, let me tell you, it needed reform badly. And he's been talking about climate change and doing something about it before any of us knew what the word meant. He's a real champion of the environment. He's also a huge fan of regional rail, which is so important in Massachusetts, and especially the western part of the state. We've got to connect you folks with Boston and get you to become part of the Boston economic success story, and we can do that. And I just don't see the reason for replacing him. He's done a great job. He's clearly a leader in the Senate, and especially if the Democrats take over the Senate, he will be playing a hugely important role. So I don't understand why we'd want to replace him with somebody else. And I'm just a very enthusiastic supporter of him. I've worked with him. He's really one of the best people I've ever worked with.
Well, Representative Kennedy says, you know, it's time to make a generational change here. Ed Markey's spent a lifetime in the House and now the Senate, and it's time to go to a younger generation. Is he wrong?
Well, I'm all for I'm all for youth, but when you have somebody who is as good as Markey is and as effective as he is, I don't care what his age is. I mean, we need this guy in the United States Senate. We need him leading. And by the way, not just on environmental issues or economic issues. He's got an approach to foreign policy which is refreshingly different for the kind of mishmash that represents American foreign policy these days. So, you know, across the board, he's just been an extremely effective person. And he's young, believe me. He's young and he's full of energy, and I don't think that's going to be a problem.
Governor, you've obviously run statewide campaigns in Massachusetts before. How is he doing in this primary, Senator Markey, and how do you win a statewide Democratic primary like this?
You organize every one of the 2,157 precincts in the state. You get yourself a precinct captain and a bunch of neighborhood captains, and you go out there and make personal contact with the voters of Massachusetts. That's why that's what Elizabeth did when she beat Brown first time out, and that's what Ed has got to do, and he knows that.
A lot of people are going to recognize the name Kennedy, and that carries a certain amount of weight. What kind of role do you think that will play in this race?
It's important, no question about it, but what I would love Joe to be doing is not going after Ed Markey, but out across the country doing everything he can to remove this guy from the White House. I mean, that's the single most important issue. And Kennedy and a Kennedy campaigning out there across the country to get rid of Trump and get us some new and or experienced and honest and effective leadership is just so important. And I would much prefer Joe to be doing that than going after Markey.
I don't know if you want to answer this, but have you told him that?
Well, I think he's quite aware of it, yeah. And and I say this with great affection. I mean, I like him. He's a good guy. You know, the Kennedys were an important influence on me. Ted Kennedy was a joy to work with. So I'm a Kennedy fan, but I'd much prefer Joe to be out there campaigning nationally and getting us this embarrassment out of the White House than challenging a very good Massachusetts senator who's now an important national leader.
Do you think that Senator Markey is the underdog in the race?
Well, I think he's got a battle on his hands, and there's no question about it. Sure, you know, I mean, we love the Kennedys in Massachusetts, and with good reason. But I'd love to see him do well and remain in the Senate, and especially if we get ourselves a new Democratic president with whom he can work and get some things done. I mean, we've got a guy in the White House that doesn't even understand what climate change means. You know, Lago Mar will be underwater in 20 years at the rate we're going here. And we need senators and congressmen who understand this, who are tough, effective. That's what Markey is.
What's your read on the presidential primary as we speak just before Iowa and New Hampshire?
It's all over the place, which is usually what happens. You know, I remember when I was involved back in 88, we had a field of, I think it was about seven or eight. And nobody had the slightest idea what was going to happen in Iowa. I wanted to do well in Iowa. I wasn't sure I could win as a guy from Massachusetts. I mean, there were a couple of very good candidates who came from neighboring states. But we worked very hard. I finished a very close third. Went downstairs to the big room where all the people were assembled in Des Moines and said, well, tonight we won the bronze and next week we win the gold. It happens to be the presidential years or Olympic years. And the following week, Kitty was putting a gold medal around my neck in Manchester, New Hampshire. It was still a good long battle, but it's going to winnow the field down. We'll see what happens. I don't think the early results will be that significant, only because it's a large field. But I'm proud of these candidates. I like them. I think they're all very, very good. And I think we'll have a nominee by probably mid-April. And then we're all going to have to go to work and make sure that he or she wins this thing and gets this embarrassment out of the White House.
Last thing, Governor, have you been following the impeachment trial, and what do you make of it so far?
Well, I was never an enthusiastic supporter of impeachment, not because I don't think the guy ought to be impeached. I think he's a disgrace. But it seemed to me almost inconceivable that the Senate would convict him. But, you know, every day there's another revelation about something about this guy. And unfortunately, I don't know whether it's pathological or otherwise, but he can't stop lying. I mean, every day. And the Bolton evidence that we're now reading about is another classic example of this. I mean, the guy just lies through his teeth. And I think it's time to get this guy out of the White House. The sooner the better.
Do you think that the American people are paying attention enough to be swayed in any way by this trial?
I think they're paying attention. Of course, it depends on the evidence, but this Bolton stuff is explosive. And my hat's off to him for at least standing up and telling the truth. And that's the thing in the last analysis that you have to depend on. Where you've got somebody as at least strange in many ways, as well as dishonest, as Trump.
That's former Massachusetts governor and Democratic presidential candidate Mike Dukakis. Governor, thank you so much for taking some time for us.
Great to chat with you. Thank you.
And you're listening to WAMC.